know too well that I'm just wasting precious time in thinking that such a thing could be that you could ever care for me. I'm sure you'll hate to hear that I adore you, dear, but grant me just the same. I'm not entirely to blame. For you'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize all others above, so sweet to waken with, so nice to sit down to eggs and bacon with. Eggs and bacon? How romantic. Well, we know there are an infinite number of ways to say I love you, like roses are red, violets are blue. And one of the ways to demonstrate those words is with some of the great love songs like these by Cole Porter and even from the classical canon. The Waverly Community House will be hosting events to celebrate Valentine's Day this Friday, February 9th, in partnership with the Kitson Arts Alliance. The COM will open its doors for the first ever Valentine's Showcase and Market and a benefit concert. The showcase is a boutique show featuring hand-picked vendors who will offer gift items and the wonderful opportunity to hear music by some of the great vocalists of our area and some of the great instrumentalists as well. Abby Zeger is one of the vocalists who will be performing as part of the Valentine's event at the COM, and she's part of the coordinating committee, and we had a chance to speak with her by phone about what's going to take place.
When we first started talking about this event, my initial hope was to sort of bring a little bit of classical music our direction. I live in the Factoryville Ponkanic area, and we often see so many events going on in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area, but not as many in our hometowns. And so as we were brainstorming this event, we hoped to bring some of that music to our area and also to begin to use this as a way to help out both the Kitson Arts Alliance and to partner with the Waverly Community House. So what this concert has evolved into is a Valentine's showcase from 4 to 7 p.m. this Friday, February 9th, during which there will be vendor shopping offering different unique gifts. And then at 6 p.m., doors open for our evening concert. During that hour, we have the talented Mark Woodyatt and Vince Marone playing as a jazz duo in front of the fireplace at the Waverly Comm. And then at 7 p.m., our concert begins, our evening benefit concert, which will include a variety of selections, Broadway, some classical pieces, even a couple of jazz standards, but all romantically inclined for our Valentine's Day theme. And at 7:45, continuing the theme of promoting arts in the area, during our concert intermission, we will have a special artist talk by pastel and oil painter artist Joe Cluck in the Waverly Comm Small Works Art Gallery. And after his talk, we will go back in to hear the remainder of our concert and enjoy the evening. There'll be lots of food and beverages, desserts, and the vendors will remain open throughout the evening as well. So it should just be a spectacular Valentine's evening with a whole lot of opportunities for anyone who might be interested in either looking for a gift or supporting the arts or hearing a special concert or just looking for a nice night out with something different to do.
Introduce us to some of the singers then, Abby.
We have a wide variety of singers for this program. Some of them are local. For example, we have Chuck Eunice. He's a Pennsylvania native, went to Eastman School of Music and Curtis Institute, and has performed and taught widely in the area. Then we have singers such as Frank Jones, who also sings with different choirs in the area, and he is a music teacher at the Scranton School District. And then we have some singers coming from afar. We have Sarah Mitchell, who is coming from Maryland. She's previously worked with Hawaii Opera Theater on the island of Oahu. We have Elise Mark coming from the Danville area. So we have just such a variety of Dr. Cogill from Marywood University, Gary Richards, Sarah Houck. We'll be featuring so many wonderful singers from the greater region, and they'll all be coming together to help promote the arts through this event.
Are your responsibilities logistical to the point where you won't be able to sing this time round?
Oh, I will be singing too, yes. My logistic responsibilities will end when it's concert time.
And what have you chosen?
I'm going to be singing My White Knight from The Music Man. They Can't Take That Away From Me, which is a Gershwin standard. And also I'll be singing a duet with Chuck Yunus. We'll be singing If I Loved You from Carousel. And we have Dr. Larry Kaufman accompanying us. He is retired from Clark Summit University and just an incomparable accompanist. I've worked with him many times and always enjoyed his work at the piano.
And if people don't know the Waverly Community House, it's a warm and wonderful space.
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful building. I found out that the cornerstone was laid in 1919 and it was dedicated in 1920. So it's been around for a long time, and it's just a gorgeous space. If you've never been there, even just coming to see the building itself is worth it.
What about the Kitson Arts Alliance? Can you tell us something about that?
Yes, certainly. So the Kitson Arts Alliance is a relatively young organization. They just celebrated their two-year anniversary, founded by Dan Tompkins and Patrick Robinson. And they are working to create collaboration between a wide variety of creative people and organizations in order to build different programs and events that benefit the greater public, as well as those people who are in the organizations themselves. So one of their main goals is to just contribute to the social and cultural and even economic advancement of the local communities. One thing that Kitson Arts Alliance has taken up is the North Branch Art Trail. And this event is actually the kickoff of the Winter 2018 North Branch Art Trails Artisan Tour, which takes place along a 100-mile stretch of the North Branch of the Susquehanna River from Owego, New York, down to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And that's going to run from February 9th through 18th. If you're looking to find out more about that trail in particular, you can visit northbrancharttrail.com. But Kitson has just put on a variety of events over the last couple of years, Farmstead Art and Music Festival. They're collaborating with the Dietrich Theater and Funkanic to produce art shows. As I said, they're working on quarterly art tours. And in the future, we are hoping to help produce programming specifically for at-risk youth. So that's something that's in the works currently. You know, it's easy to sort of take the community and cultural life that we have in this area for granted. And I try to tell people sometimes, think of what life would be like if you didn't have art hanging on the walls in the places you visit, or you didn't have music at an event that you went to, or maybe you didn't even have that event at all. And so I think places like the Waverly Common and organizations like Kitson Arts Alliance are doing a wonderful job to keep that alive for us, as are you at WVIA.
Thank you so much. And tell us how people can find out more, Abby.
Oh, definitely. Tickets are available at waverlycom.org. And if you go to that website, you can scroll down and see at the bottom they have their upcoming events listed. So you can buy tickets just for the Valentine's Showcase. That includes all the vendor shopping. And there's also going to be some live piano music playing in the background as people shop. Or they can click on the Valentine's Benefit Concert tab at the bottom of the page, which includes food, beverage, concert, special artist talk, and access to the vendor shopping. Tickets are also available in person at the Waverly Com, 13 Olives in Clark Summit, or Wisnowski Jewelers in Tunkhannock.
Abigail Zeger, who is one of the performers and one of the committee members bringing together the performers and vendors and artists for a Valentine's Day celebration at the Waverly Com, the Waverly Community House, 1115 North Abington Road in Waverly. And it's this Friday, February 9th, and it's in partnership with the Kitson Arts Alliance. And the showcase will have its opening running from 4 to 7 p.m. And then at 6 o'clock, the doors will open for the evening of live music. And that will be including the benefit concert from 7 to 10. And some of the artists we heard about are names we probably know. Dr. Jennifer Cogill of Marywood University, Sarah Hauk, Gary Richards, Nicole Rideout, Chuck Yunus, and violinist Mark Woodyatt, pianist Wayne Smith, and more. And Abigail will be singing this song from The Music Man. My White Knight from Music Man, and that will be one of the pieces on the programme as part of the concert this Friday, February 9th at the Waverley Community House, 1115 North Abington Road in Waverley. For more information on the web, waverleycom.org, and com is C-O-M-M, waverleycom.org, waverleycom.org.